Pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, just a little bit of a heads up there, Mike. I'm hearing the delay in my ear. So we're getting a back feed or whatever that is. Thanks. There it's gone. There it's gone. Hey, good morning. Good morning. What the heck day is this? The 16th? How can this be the 16th day of December? How can that be? How long have we been wearing those masks now? Huh? How long? Just going to flatten the curve, aren't we, Randy? No, we're just going to flatten the curve. Once we get that curve flattened, we'll be good. I put a meme on Facebook the other day, said, do you think we'll ever hear the words from the government that it's okay to remove your masks? You guys think we'll ever hear that? I'm taking a bet that we will never hear those words. Well, wait a minute. That if we don't do something, we will never hear those words again. In fact, I saw they said yesterday that even those who get the vaccination are still going to have to continue to wear masks. Did you guys see that? Man, man, are we being played? Are we being played here? Hey, I want to do something's happening here. It's a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of bad stuff going on. It's exactly what we should be expecting. But I was negligent, forgot, maybe that'd be a better word, about the prayer for America that David Lankford wrote that we read a couple days last week. And I was coming down the steps today into this multi-million-dollar studio, and I said, you know what, man, we need to do that again. So I asked Joe the basal tones of Joe Silver if he would come on and read a prayer for America today, Joe. So folks, if you would just kind of be in an attitude of prayers and let Joe read one. Again, I want you to take notice that this is not a now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless my mommy and my daddy and my grandchildren. I guess that's prayer, but this is spiritual warfare. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Fighting with the word of God. Praying and declaring the word of God. That's our only weapon. It's not hope, folks. Hope's not, I'm going to play a video here in a minute. Listen, hey, look at me. Hey, Myra. Hope is not a strategy. Hope's not a strategy, folks. Wishing is not a strategy. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. Go ahead. Go ahead, dear Silver, if you would.
Okay, Coach. A prayer for America and the world. Father, we come to you today in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord's Christ. Jesus, you have declared you possess all power, according to Matthew 28:18, quote, when you said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, unquote. Therefore, in thy name, we ask that you execute judgment within the earth for your righteous name's sake.
Amen.
The prophet Isaiah declared in Isaiah 26:9, quote, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
Amen.
Thus we plead for you to execute righteous judgments, not only in America, but throughout the entire earth.
Amen.
We stand on your promises as you look for righteous men and women to declare and to declare the truthfulness of your most holy word.
Amen.
You asked a question in Psalms 94:16, quote, who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Yes.
Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unquote. As the redeemed of the Lord, we take it upon ourselves through thy holy name to help us to stand against all the evildoers through our prayers and through the declaration of your most holy word.
Amen.
We remind you of your word according to Psalms 37, verses 35 through 38. I have seen the wicked in great power.
Amen.
And spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace.
Amen.
But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off.
Yes, Lord.
But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord.
Yep.
He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked.
Yes, sir.
And save them because they trust in him.
Amen.
Cool. Father, in Jesus' name, during this time of uncertainty, we put our complete trust in you as the righteous judge of all the earth. Surely you will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. We believe that you're going to reveal all of the hidden injustices with all the hidden iniquities that have been secretly contrived by all the workers of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
We believe, as your covenant children, that you will execute righteous judgments against all evildoers.
Yes, Lord.
We confess Psalms 10:15. Break thou the arm of the wicked and evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thy find none.
Amen.
As your sons and daughters, we will fully understand we can do nothing without you. Therefore, we humbly petition you concerning all the evil and unrighteous deeds that are being secretly committed and hidden like leaven within our nation and throughout the earth. We humbly petition you, shall not the righteous judge of all the earth do that which is right? As your sons and daughters, we also humbly ask for your divine forgiveness for all of our sins and iniquities. We also confess our presumptuous sins as well. We ask that you mitigate and lessen the civil unrest that Satan brings upon America and the entire world. Bring Holy Ghost conviction upon every wicked doer wherever they are, so that they too might be spared your fiery judgments, and that they too might find mercy in the day of judgment. Smite every ungodly and wicked leader within America so they will repent and publicly acknowledge their sins and evil deeds. As your covenant children, help us to understand that righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin will damn and destroy any people. Please forget not our humble cries as we plead for both judgment and righteousness within our nation. Father, we ask all of these things in the mighty name of your holy Son, Jesus, the Lord's Christ. Serving with you, David W. Langford.
Amen. There's power.
Amen.
There's power in that, baby, huh? There's power.
Amen. Amen.
You know, you know what the Lord said to me as I was praying and kind of fiddling here at the same time. And the Lord gave me a picture. I'm not a dream, okay? You know what I'm talking about. And you know, if somebody was right next door, my neighbor, I don't have real close neighbors, neighbor across the street. If I knew my neighbor across the street was killing his child in his house, if I knew it, like right now, my wife came down and said, honey, said he's whatever. Just got word, Joe's killing his two-year-old. Would I have an obligation to go do something about it? I think I would. Well, what if I know that they're doing it every morning at Planned Parenthood? Does my obligation now change because it's farther away? It's not my neighborhood anymore? The scripture says for us to know to do good, not to do it. To us, it's sin. Do we take that seriously? John Diamond, do we take that seriously? Do we really take it seriously that the Lord said for us to know to do, as Paul maybe, for us to know to do good and not to do it, to him it is sin. Do we take that seriously? As JR said, no, we just pray for our neighbor, right? We would just pray for the neighbor. We would pray that the knife he was going to use would be dull. I mean, what would you do? We'd pray that the gun doesn't go off, right? Sometimes it takes physical interventions. Why is this so hard for us to get? I'm in Isaiah. You don't have to go there. I'm in Isaiah 59 this morning. And it says, we all roar like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there's none. There ain't any judgment in America. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and our iniquities, we know what they are. We know what our personal sins are. Transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from God, speaking oppression and revolt and conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Judgment is turned away. Backwards. And justice stands afar off. Listen to this. For truth is fallen in the street, and it cannot get up. Yeah, Bible says, truth fails. What? Yeah, truth faileth. And here's where we are. And he that departeth from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Ultimately, boys and girls, this all comes back to us. I got to show you something here real quick. Hey, Mike, if you would, real quickly, I sent you a picture today. If Joe Biden gets elected president of the United States, which will never happen in Jesus' name, I would like to introduce you to his Secretary of Education, Charlotte Clymer. There. Now, Charlotte Clymer is a tranny. Did you guys hear me? Joe Biden will have the Secretary of Education of the United States of America a tranny.
And one ugly woman.
Or man, whichever one it is, Joe.
Well, they're saying she's a woman. I mean, I looked at that and I went, whoa. Coach, real quick, I just have to say this. Until we declare our nation as a Christian nation, we ain't going to win.
Joe, I said that yesterday and I agree. Now, folks, you want to see the kings of this earth conspiring? I know most of you didn't pick this up. That's why you tune in here. If you look at that picture, what's in the background? Why, that'd be Planned Parenthood. They're on the same team, aren't they, folks? And what's the battle in America? The seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. Pardon me, what is your seed and what is my seed? Hey, Randy, what's your seed? Huh? Folks, it's your children, isn't it? Isn't it plainly obvious to all of us they're after our children? They want to kill them, and they want to educate them in what would you even, debauchery? What would you even call that? And can you believe that we would even consider? See, Christians aren't going to stand up and speak out against this tranny. What's her name? His name? Bruce Jenner? They're not going to, no, because they want to be tolerant and diverse and loving and caring, and Jesus loves everybody, and truth is falling in the streets. Truth is fallen. Truth is a person, my friends. It's fallen in the street. Can't get up. Well, who's supposed to get it up? Hey, Steve Deck, who's supposed to get it up? Huh?
I think Joe Biden secretly wants to be a trainee.
Yeah, maybe he does. Well, Mitch McConnell going to get the truth up? Is he going to do that? Let's call the FBI. They'll get the truth up for us. Hey, let's call your pastor. Your pastor will be the first guy in line hugging this guy, congratulating him on being the secretary. You know I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, well, Coach, it's the end times. Jesus is coming. Makes me want to barf. Other than that, I'm in a pretty good mood this morning. We're going to go to the Serpent Mound on Sunday. I don't know. I asked Stephanie to try to get in here with us today. I don't know. Stephanie, are you able to, you able to get in here? You listening? If you are, say amen or no.
I'm Amen. I'm here, present.
Okay, okay, Stephanie. Without us getting, I'm trying to get. My brain's dead. It's all right. I'm trying to have a guest, Fritz Zimmerman. I'm trying to have Fritz on here in the next couple of days. He's going to talk to us about those mounds. But Stephanie, if you would, because my wife said to me this morning, I love my wife. I don't take this wrong. She said, "Honey, you're going to go down there. You just got back." I know. It's what we do, sweetheart. Stephanie, what's the significance of the equinox from a demonic, wicked, dark side perspective? What's the significance of December 20th?
It's the darkest day of the year. It's the shortest, longest night, shortest day of the year. So they follow it, the equivalent. They have the summer solstice and they have the winter solstice. And so it's a time where you go inside, you kind of like introvert in, but they usually still have a gathering or ritual. It's a time of death. You pretty much, you're celebrating death. There's a constant rebirth and death with everything. And they celebrate that. And so you can look up for yourself the basic pagan and Wiccan rites and rituals, you know, that different ones do. They tend to go too with the stars. I never got into the astrology part of it, but I'm kind of like looking into it now. Wish I would have paid a little bit more attention.
Yeah, we sure should. I was doing a little bit of research on that this morning as well, Stephanie.
It's a high time. Everything. I mean, it follows. I mean, the Mayans were well aware of these calendars, and that's what they did, and they followed. And you know, as above, so below. That is what they use all the time. They open their sacred space with that. So anytime they do any ritual, maybe that's an important that people don't. Any ritual that a witch does, they always say, "As above, so below." That's like in the very beginning end, you dig your knife into the ground when you're done in your space. I mean, that's important to them. So we need to pay attention to as above, so below. And this serpent, I have been entangled in this serpent, this feathered plume serpent thing. I mean, you can dig so deep and go down so many holes about this. But again, it keeps bringing me back. Why the serpent mound in Ohio? Why is it always come back to Ohio? Like, what is with all these mounds? They find all these giant, but why Ohio? Why did they put the serpent mound there? Did anybody know it's on a crater? Supposedly it's a crater of a giant asteroid or something that hit. I mean, that's significant.
Mike, get up there. It's the third from the bottom, Mike. It says Serpent Mound History Channel and go to the 14-minute mark. Yeah, I was watching that same thing too, Stephanie. Why the Serpent Mound there? Now, friends, listen, folks, listen. The secular world always tries to explain for us what we see, why we see what we see. And so they have to credit the Serpent Mound to the Indians, the Hopewells, the whatever, to thousands of years ago. And they really don't have any scientific evidence of it all. Just freeze it right there. My 14-minute mark. Just freeze it right there. So I'm not trying to get a bunch of people just to go down and see the Serpent Mounds. I got better things to do myself. But this is their high holiday, folks. See, the Serpent Mound in Ohio is closed. Right now it's closed. But it will be open on Saturday because it is their high holiday. They open the mound up for them on Sunday, the 20th, the winter solstice. So we're going to go down there. And I just asked Mike if he could throw this up. Hey, folks, listen. It matters to them. See, I don't believe in that stuff. Matters to them. Must be something to it. They're down there doing something for some reason, right? So again, this is the History Channel. I'm just going to show you a couple minutes of it. Mike, you can probably put it at 1.5 speed. I don't know if you're able to do it or not, if he lets us do it. And I just want to give you an overview of what you're going to see, what it's about. And they believe, well, you'll just watch it. They believe a crater, a meteorite, something hit here. And from this point, spread all of this mound building that's done in Ohio. Just want to give you an overview of what we're going to look at. We'll go down on Sunday. Go ahead, Mike.
Built this for the gods?
Well, yeah, if the people on the ground were wanting to impress or attract someone from above, then they would have created their effigy in a way that would indeed invoke somebody from a heavenly point of view.
Now, who do the archaeologists think built the mound?
The question of who designed the Serpent Mound still remains a mystery. The carbon that was discovered solidified a date of about 312 BC. That would put it squarely in the Middle Edina era. Some carbon from the early Adena era was also found going back to 700 BC, but we feel that the Adena people may have been part of a reconstruction effort.
So really what you're saying is you think it was probably built much earlier, perhaps thousands of years BC, and then it was rebuilt or modified by a later culture.
See, folks, they don't know. They're just guessing, right? They're just guessing. They think the Adenas did it, and they think maybe it was rebuilt by a later group of people, a thousand years later. And we would say, well, this was done by angel technology, Nephilim technology. Oh, well, they laugh that off, right? There's just as much evidence for that as the Adenas did it. Go ahead, just a couple more minutes.
Possibly the Adena?
Yeah, there were burials that were found that suggested the archaic people who were before the Adena, going back 2000 BC, even 3000 BC, were thought to have constructed it.
Human bones?
Yeah, and they were fossilized. Is this possible that the serpent could have been here long before the Adena, and that the Adena may have religiously attempted to keep its memory?
Well, that would be analogous to what I saw in Scotland. We know that we had burials there inside the head of that serpent. There was actually something called a kist constructed there out of quarried stone, and that's where they found human bones that dated back 2000 BC. Maybe there is a connection. When I look out here in the mouth of the serpent, it looks like there's something there. To me, it looks like an egg.
The oval that's contained in the serpent's mouth has been one of the greatest points of discussion for earthwork aficionados over the years.
There is debate over what the serpent's egg symbolizes. Some believe it is a type of sun disk, which could tie
this back
to ancient cultures such as the Egyptians.
Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Come on! The serpent is eating the egg. Who's the egg? Come on! Sun disk? Are you kidding me? Others believe something else, right? But, of course, no Christian belief is able to enter into it. Just a little bit more, Mike. We'll be done.
Others believe it is the Eye of Horus, another Egyptian symbol.
We know for certain that the serpent can accommodate over 15 possible solar and lunar alignments. The serpent also reflects from directly above a pattern of stars. So that's why we say the serpent is the most astonishing effigy anywhere in the world of its kind.
Some experts believe that along with more than 15 solar and lunar alignments, the Ohio Serpent Mound also reflects the star constellation Draco. In Latin, Draco means dragon, and a portion of the constellation does line up with the Serpent Mound below. I think that evidence of alignments proves that this mound was an ancient tool that reflects something similar to what the original builders were seeing in the heavens.
When we look at serpents, we're looking at something that was probably created by a genius.
So folks, you get it? The evidence is right in front of them, and they won't admit it. This effigy was built by somebody who was up high looking low. All right? We're going there. Maybe we can put this in the chat. This is a very interesting thing. Again, this is a history channel. This isn't Christianity. And then everybody poo-poo and laugh when we say the fallen angels did it, which is clearly in the book of Enoch tells us that's what they did. Okay, cool. Any questions, comments, Stephanie, anything else you might want to add there before I shift gears here? She's probably working. Oh, okay. I hear her. No?
It's good stuff, Coach.
It is good stuff. That's why I like this show, because I'm not afraid to have people make fun of me. I'm not afraid to have them call me tinfoil hat. I want to know the truth. I'm going to tell you what they've been telling us isn't the truth. Ain't no way the Adena, the Hopewell Indians or the Adenas,
no,
or whatever they say, there ain't no way they did this. Go ahead.
No. And I want to say, too, that when the witches and the pagans, you know, they usually go and they sing songs and they might bring some alcohol and they usually have a drum circle. And what I want to say is that puts out an energy. And again, I know I'm always talking about that energy, but I'm sorry. It's all about input and output. And they don't, even if they just go for a drum circle and they don't have it in their head that, oh, we're going to go worship the Satan, you know, or serpent God. When you go with intent, you raise a cone of power and you drum, you're putting out energy. I think the obelisks are antennas that receive. And I think spots like this, and this is just me from being in the occult and all my weirdness, these are sending spots. Mm. I believe these are spots that send out. And that's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong, just whatever. But I believe these are spots. That's why they've been there. How do they stay like this for so long? Well, I mean, with all the erosion, I mean, in these effigies and these mounds are still intact. I mean, come on. You know?
Well, those Hopewell Indians, they just use good concrete. That's all. They just had a really good really good concrete mix they use. Mary Kelly, are you trying to get in? You got your hand up in the air here on the screen. Maybe Mary, maybe you don't even know that, Mary, but your hand's up. So I feel bad yesterday. A lot of people tried to get in. I didn't see their hands because they didn't have the right screen up. So I can see your hand now. If you, all right. Feel like I'm back in school. So we're going to do that on Sundays. Maybe you want to. Hey, if you would, again, no charge or anything like that. But if you're going to go, let me know. Just say, Coach, hey, we'll meet you there. Or, Coach, I'd like to ride down with you. What, anything like that so that we know. Okay, cool. Gonna be good. Gonna be good. What else, Coach, you want to talk about here? What did some of you guys want to say? I'm heading somewhere today. Anybody got anything before? Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, pull up Bobby Lee's video of DC. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see this. God bless Bobby Lee. He's become our resident videographer, taking lots and lots of pictures. Clay took a lot of great pictures, too. But Bobby put together a video for us of our trip to DC. Stay with me. Stay with me. I got something to share with you today, okay? So here's the he put Johnny Cash's God's Gonna Cut You Down video with it. So go ahead. Great job, Bobby. Can't hear it, Mike.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and
good work. Good work, Bobby. Good work. Really, really good. And again, thanks to everybody that went there. Listen, I'm heading some. I got 31 minutes here. 31 minutes. Any hand in the air? Silver, did you want to say something? Hand in the air here.
Coach, can I jump in here for a second?
Sure, sure. Go ahead, Kevin.
Last night, last Friday, the Neosho City Council decided they wanted to try to put a mask ordinance in on us again because of pressure from hospitals and from the powers that be. And we had a council meeting in Neosho last night. There was about 250 Christian patriots show up. And we even had a group of Proud Boys show up. And three speakers, 19, were against the mask and for freedom. And I heard the name of Jesus Christ proclaimed more at that council meeting last night than many churches probably do in a whole month of Sundays.
Amen.
And it was, and after it was all, after the dust was all settled, the council had one person that made a motion to bring it forward, and it couldn't get a second, so it was defeated right there.
Praise the Lord.
For the first time in all the council meetings I've went around, the hand of God, the spirit of the Holy Spirit was on that meeting, and it moved and it suppressed those evildoers to the point where the hospital administrators that were there, they were shoved. They were just like the Satan, or just like the serpent under our heel. We smashed them last night. It was
sooner or later God's going to shut them down, right? God's going to shut them down. That's good news.
We shut them down last night.
It's happening. I got something to show you, but somebody else was trying to come in. God bless you, Kevin. Somebody was it you, Randy? I don't know. I got hands up. Yep.
Coach. Craig, just two things about your solar things. January 4th is when the sun is the closest. The Earth is the closest to the sun between the 3rd and the 4th. And guess what? July 4th is the Earth is the farthest away from the sun.
I did not know that.
And July 4th is Independence Day. So there's another piece of point.
Glad we got you on the team, Craig. Yeah, I got to let you room with Steve Deck. He loves numbers, too. I'll get you two guys together. No, it's all good, man. It's all part of the puzzle, isn't it? It's all pieces of the puzzle here. Anybody else want to jump in here? I got something to show you. Here's what's going on. Yeah, Rand.
What we're doing at these satanic places, Stephanie's really, she's right on some of these are sending places, but either way, if they're sending or receiving, what we're doing like God did to Nimrod at the tower. He came down and he confused their language. He confused their communication.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing, Coach. We are blocking, we're confusing. Yes, we are messing up their communication so that they can't keep in power.
Amen.
We're tearing down their power.
That's where I see it, Randy. That's where I see it. Clay, come on in.
Yeah, I wanted to just let you know that there's two planets lining up. I believe it's Jupiter and Saturn. And I think it's in the southwestern sky, about 25 degrees up. On the winter solstice, they're supposed to be aligned to where they may appear as one star or one planet. And that's going to happen for the first time in 800 years when y'all are at the Serpent Mount or however many of us.
Wow, huh? Oh, my. Just coincidences. These are all just coincidences, folks. That's the way I see all of it. This is something really, really, I believe is something really, really powerfully good going on. If you would, Mike, pull up. It says Flynn, Lynn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth thing down, Mike, long crime. Folks, we are seeing for the first time that I know of a real, honest-to-goodness, no-holds-barred Christian movement. I almost threw patriot in it. That's not it. Linwood. Folks, we are fighting fights with real Christian fighters, unashamed Christian fighters. This is a law and crime. This came out yesterday. Lawyers condemn Michael Flynn and Linwood's breathtakingly morally treasonous call for Trump to declare martial law and hold a new election. Michael Flynn stood in Washington, D.C. last weekend, and declared this was a spiritual war. Did you guys know that? Did you know he called it out for what it was? Do you know that Michael Flynn used that J word? You know what J word I'm talking about? Huh? I don't see Bill Barr. I don't see Harry Reid. No, he ain't even around. I don't see Mitch McConnell. I don't see those guys out there throwing around that J word. But Michael Flynn's flown around that J word. And you know who else is? Lynn Wood's throwing around that J word, that Jesus word. He's using that Jesus word a lot. And I hate to tell you this, so's Sidney Powell. So Sidney Powell, she's throwing around that J word. They're all throwing around that J word, making a lot of people nervous. And oh, yeah. Alex Jones, he's throwing around that J word. It's making people nervous, folks. I don't want the Department of Defense. I don't want them fighting this fight for us. I don't want them working a back room deal, letting this guy off, letting this guy and giving this guy a soft. No, I don't want that. No. No, Jesus is doing something here, boys and girls. Jesus is doing something. Can I prove it to you? Yeah, I'm going to prove it to you. Now, Mike, pull up. What did I have you pull up before? I don't want to get away from myself here. Yeah, let's go there first. Let's go to spiritual war. No, you already did that. I'm sorry, Mike. Let's go to Bevelin, the four-minute mark. You guys all know Bevelin Beatty, right? The lady, see, I hate to say it, the black lady. Well, how else do you define her? Bevelin Beatty. I watched this when I was in D.C. Funny, I've come to D.C. This is really good. You don't have to watch all of it. I just want to give you a flavor of this. And you know what she's saying? Why are you wasting all your time just marching in D.C.? Just marching? Yeah, just going march? That's all we're going to go ahead and play it.
Point of going to see D.C. If you went to D.C. just to like kind of rally, you kind really, if you were going to D.C., you may not have known it, but you're going to war. I just heard two Christians got brutally beat up in D.C. There's no reason to go to D.C. unless you're going to fight, in my personal opinion.
Amen.
Because it's a fight right now. There's no longer all that rallying and meeting and, okay, we need to talk about this. It gets people's minds changed. We're past that point. The vote, we put our vote in and people showed us your voice and your vote doesn't matter. Okay, so now the country is literally divided. I mean, we're literally back in the time of Civil War. It's looking like we're headed towards that. If Supreme Court does not step up and do their job, and really, I'm gonna be honest with you, that's why I'm laying low. Y'all know I am an active person. When I go and get out, I get out. I get in it. And the only reason why I wasn't in D.C. now is because I'm recovering. But I'm gonna tell you another reason, because the Lord just put it on my heart to stay home and lay low and recover. And y'all, he pressed it on me to do so. And I want to obey him. Because there's time I see stuff going on social media. And I'd be like, dang, I wish I was out there. Like, I see people getting bullied and stuff like that. And I'd be ready to get out there. But physically, I'm not there yet. I'm getting better. But I'm really, I have to let my body heal. I still, you know, I live on the third floor.
See, because folks, can I tell you? Well, of course I can tell you the truth. It's my show. What do we love to do? We love to hide and pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Folks, listen. Hope is not a strategy. And prayer alone is not a strategy. That's not a strategy, folks. That's not a strategy. Hoping that the Supreme Court rules, that's not a strategy. That's not a strategy. And we are missing strategies. We are missing we are missing the opportunities for active movement and active strategies. And I was stunned yesterday. Mark your calendar, January 4th. Mike, pull up the Hagman report. I was stunned yesterday. And that's something to note, Mike. It's the 40-minute mark, Mike. 40. I was listening to the Hagman report. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? It doesn't matter. We're getting it up here, but bear with me. In the same attitude, folks, are we going to wait till they have their boot on our throat before we move? Are we going to? Because when they got their boot on your throat, boys and girls, it's probably already a little bit too late. Might go to the 40-minute mark. A guy comes on by the name of Sam Andrews. I'm sorry if I have my ignorance. I don't really know Sam Andrews. I'm going to get to know Sam Andrews. And I want you to listen to about this, I don't know, let's listen to about 4 or 5 minutes of Sam Andrews. He's calling. You listening? You looking at me, Steve? You looking at me, John, Myra, Larry, Mike, Blake, you guys looking at me? Because this guy's calling for a 500,000 armed man march to Washington on January 4th. Go ahead. Play, Mike.
You mean John Moore?
No,
Sam,
nope,
if I can just ask, And John, I didn't catch the program from today. I apologize, but both of you, I mean, we have on HagmanReport.com, we've got the forensic report from Antrim County. President Trump won Antrim County, and they're challenging the results of Antrim County. That shows you that this is not about really the winner. This is about the integrity of the elections. But no one's hearing this because that's going to be censored on social media, on mainstream media won't touch it. What happened over the weekend with hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters and supporters of the free election, it's being downplayed, if covered at all. And we're being and of course, you know, the Proud Boys are being blamed for hate crimes when in fact one or two got stabbed and by Antifa people, and the police, they arrest the Proud Boys. I said earlier in a long-winded approach to this that, you know, you call 911, ain't no one coming to help you. So what do we do? And our frustration is off the flipping charts, man. If you're a conservative, you gotta, I'm telling you, I got so many emails this weekend from people who are saying, what can we do? This can't stand. So
that's right.
I'm going to just back up and, hey, fix the world. Help me fix the world.
Well, I think there's a lot we can do. First off, if you're not that owns a rifle, you can still call.
Mike, put it on time and a half. These guys talk slow. Put it on time and a half. Thanks.
Call the White House and demand that the Insurrection Act be invoked and that we get a fair election. If you haven't done that already, you should. Now, the second thing that you need to understand is hope is not a strategy. Prayer, though necessary, is not a strategy. Okay? No. Prayer does not replace your responsibility to confront evil and to act. Okay? And these passive Christians need to get over themselves and understand that Christ confronted evil at every opportunity. And you need to be like Christ. You need to pray and you need to stand against evil at every opportunity. And I think it's important that we move in a coordinated effort. And one of the reasons I'm on today is to get people to start spreading the word. We're going to start moving around the country on January 2nd and 3rd to D.C. armed in large groups. Get with your local militia, get your large group together, and start moving to D.C. armed. Because on January 4th, we need to be in mass in D.C. armed, demanding, not asking, demanding that we get a peaceful resolution to these voter corruption issues, these election corruption issues. And that certain people be brought to trial and held to account. People like Bill Barr, people like Christopher Wray, people like Gina Haspel, all of the heads of all of these agencies that are charged with securing the United States that did absolutely nothing to secure this election or to expose any of this massive voter fraud. Now, you wonder why the media always portrays this as Russian disinformation. Why is it never Chinese disinformation? The Chinese have a spy network in the United States 20 times the size of the Russian spy network. The Chinese are a much bigger threat and a much bigger problem than Russia. But you never see the Democrats, you never see the media, you never see anyone that's bought and paid for by the Chinese say anything about the Chinese threat or the Chinese spy network. And that's because the foreign entity called China is absolutely complicit in funding this stolen election. What people haven't quite made the connection to yet is this is a Chinese takeover. This is a soft insurrection from the inside. And the people involved in it are either Chinese or they're paid by the Chinese in so many ways. And if you don't believe that's possible, explain to me why Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese agent for 8 years and was still allowed to be on the Intel committee. We have China influence all over the place. Our universities, our representatives that are supposed to be representing our interests are actually representing the interests of China. What a lot of people don't know is the whole Bundy Ranch thing, that whole land grab was a Chinese deal that went bad.
What?
Absolutely. They needed land for land mitigation and for minerals.
I knew that, but how did the Chinese, like, maybe I just fall off the turnip truck, but how does it?
Harry Reid's chief of staff, Neil Cornsey, got promoted to the head of the BLM, the director of BLM. Harry Reid's son formed 7 different shell corporations to make dirty deals with the BLM to buy land for China and make deals with China pennies on the dollar by stealing them away from ranchers and American citizens and then dealing the land to China. These Chinese corporations. I mean, as you look at this and you look at these land grabs and these dirty deals by people in the federal government, China's all over these things. The Ferguson riots, all of the burning that happened in Ferguson, every business, every building that was burnt was inside the territory of this 2012 Ferguson development plan paid for and sponsored by the Chinese. I mean, you just go from one bad rub to another in the United States of America, and China is at the bottom of it. And these politicians are bought and paid for by China. There's Republicans with huge Chinese interests, not just the Democrats. And people better wise up quick and realize hope is not a strategy at this point. We need a coordinated effort. We all need to move on the same days. If you're out west, you probably want to start moving on the 1st or the 2nd. If you're in the Midwest, the 3rd. And plan on being in D.C. on December 4th. We are going to make our presence felt, and we need to. And you need to be smart enough to travel in large groups armed. Police don't want a fair fight. If you travel in groups of 4, they'll surround you with 15, 20 policemen at gunpoint and take your guns and arrest you on some bogus charge, which will be a 242 violation, you know, false denial of rights under the color of law kind of thing. But that's how the police operate. That's why you see Proud Boys being arrested, but you don't see Antifa being arrested. All this stuff is manipulated. And the only way to prevent your own personal manipulation is to travel in large enough groups armed that the policemen don't want to fight. And, you know, sometimes you just have to tell policemen that don't have the spine to stand up against the defund the police crowd is, hey, no worries. We'll take care of your problem for you. Just stand aside, you know, and that's what we need to do. And people need to move en masse, and you need to get your act together. You've got about 2 weeks to get your groups together and move to D.C., and we need to put an end to this corruption.
Amen.
Wow.
Okay.
John?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
You can cut it off, Mike. Raise your hand. Love to hear from you. This is sort of where the rubber meets the road, isn't it? Go ahead, Myra. I mean, did you want anybody wants to speak? Go ahead, Jeff. Now I see you, and then Joe Allen. Go, Jeff. Then Joe.
Why, Coach? I'm so motivated now, especially in my area. Even though I made the go to that direction, but to stand up against this tyranny and voice the point, I'm going to hit in the streets more. Thank Coach.
All right, Joe Allen.
Yeah, on the Bundy, it was over copper minerals.
Right. Right. But the China influence is becoming, hey, friends, are you looking at me? Donald Trump has no party. I think that we are right now at one of the most exciting times in American history, in that I believe there's the opportunity to totally redo Washington, D.C., to get rid of the Republican Democrat fake fight that's going on. I believe Donald Trump is creating a Christian patriot movement in the United States of America. That's what I think is going on. That's what I think is going on. And I think we're going to see people coming out of the Republican Party and out of the Democrat Party if the message is spread the proper way. This the only way that they've been able to keep us. I got friends who are Democrats who can't even tell you why. They just don't want to be a Republican, right? And I got to tell you this: I ain't a Republican. I don't want to be a Republican. I don't want Mitch McConnell representing me. Sorry, I don't want Mitt Romney representing me. I don't want Rob Portman and Mike DeWine representing me. And what we need is for righteous men to once again stand up and say, get out of the way, I'll do that job. Pardon me, I'll take your seat. I believe that we are on the precipice of being able to see that type of action happen in America. But we got to rise up together and do the difficult stuff. Alan, your hands in the air. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, I was just going to tell you, remember John Paul Jackson and that prophecy he gave in 2012. He said that there was a third party going to rise up in the midst of all the chaos that was coming.
There is one.
Dead and gone.
There is one. Donald Trump is third party. Can't you see it? He is third party. Now, the problem we have is if he gets reelected, when he gets reelected, it's 4 years. Who's next? We have no leadership. We have these guys in conservatives. We have conservatives, and then we have sissy Christians. There is no place for folks like us. Come on in, Myra.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody, brothers and sisters. My question to you, Coach, is are we going on January 4th? And I want to come. What will be my position as a lady on arm?
Okay, well, ladies can come. And I'd say this. I can't speak for the group. I'm going to go. And I'll find some guys who will go with me. I'm going to go. Hey, folks. If we won't have a show of arms before arms are necessary, how are we ever going to organize when they're necessary. Are you with me?
Depending on the medical situation of Gail, I will be there.
All right, Larry. Listen, we're not holding it to you now. I mean, you don't have to. Folks, you're going to strap a gun over your shoulders, and you're going to go into D.C., and you're going to say, we ain't putting up with it anymore. Just not going to put up. So you don't have to commit to us right now, and I don't want you to make a commitment you can't keep. I don't want you to feel guilty about it, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go, and I'll take a group of guys with me. Michelle just said, all right, let's stop right now. We'll stop right now. Tammy Evans, Bob Evans' wife, is going into surgery here in 10 minutes. 10 minutes she's going to have. She already had one knee surgery, leg surgery. She's having another, pins, all that stuff. Going to be a four-hour surgery. So who's going to take her before the Lord this morning? Somebody do that for us real quickly. Just jump in and do it. Somebody just jump in and do it.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we implore you to bring the helpful hands of the physicians to take on this task, to guide their hands correctly as they move forth and take on the sensitivity and the position that they have. Brother, Father, she's a sister in Christ, and I've met her and know her heart and her position, Father God. I implore you to bring a direction and to heal and to bring her into the fashion she could still be the warrior for you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Healing is the children's bread. Thanks, Michelle, for reminding me of that. Okay, got about 10 minutes left. Want to throw this back and forth? Anybody want to talk about this idea? You don't have to commit now. When? What? Hey, you know what I said? You guys are around me this weekend know what I said. I don't want to go to D.C. and chant four more years. I've had enough. I'm sorry. Four more years. That's our only weapon. Hope is not a strategy, right? So I think there's some great validity here in what he's bringing to the table. Somebody come on in and save me here. Folks, we're at war. We're already at war. We just Jack.
The security clearance issue has been one of my pet peeves for years, and what that video you were just talking about and what you've been talking about all along. How did Huma Abedin have a security clearance? If I went even into a place that was off limits, I would have lost my secret clearance. How do these people from other places with huge, huge bad connections, how do they maintain a security clearance?
Well, that's a good question, right? Evidently, the security clearance means nothing, right? It means nothing. Now, would all of you agree that we have been betrayed? We've been betrayed by our leaders, folks. We've been betrayed. 70, 80 million people voted for Donald Trump, and most of the Republican Party does not want Donald Trump as president of the United States. Why? Because they ain't one of them. He ain't one of them. He's America first, not China first, not my pocket first, not my my benefits first. He's America first. You can laugh, say, Coach, you're missing it so much on Donald Trump. Well, if you can't see, there's a war going on, and there's two sides of it. If it's a fake war, it's a pretty good fake one, pretty good one. Somebody else, come on in. I know a lot of you got something to say.
Coach, my brother.
Hey, Joseph, hang on a second. Hey, Joseph. They're going to stick in a freaking tranny as Secretary of Education.
Yeah, I'm going to be right beside you.
I know you will, Joe. I know you will.
My brother works up there in the White House, and he said Mike Flynn's all over the place.
Mm. And he's an unashamed Christian patriot. He uses that J word, Steve. He uses that J word.
And he's picked up and escorted.
Hmm. Amen. Amen. That means somebody else is in his corner, right? Come on, man.
Hey, y'all. China has never not been in war. China thinks in war. That's all they've ever thought is war. Infiltration. Always.
That's right.
That's why they're so strong. Look at them. Their lineage is so strong and deep.
Long game, brother. They play the long game, don't they? Long game. Okay, so throw that on the table. One more thing before we close out. Hey, Mike, pull up the email on WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. WikiLeaks, the files are beginning to be released. And I got a copy of them. I don't want to sound like I'm important. I sent you an email, Mike, that has WikiLeaks on it. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He's supposed to be getting a pardon as well.
I say it again.
I saw a thing where he was getting a pardon from President Trump.
Who's? Oh, you mean Assange?
Yeah.
Assange. Okay, thanks. Okay, I knew I sent it to you. Or maybe I didn't send it to you. Folks, look at this. Now, this file's now available. We have it. I'll try to put it into the maybe I put it into the chat room if you want to see it. So what you do with all these WikiLeaks files, Mike, can you, maybe I don't know if you can make it any bigger or not because it's hard for me to see even on my big screen. But it gives you a topic on it, and then you click on it, and it opens up that file. So, for instance, Charter, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Let's look, Bears, let's find something that would be interesting for us to look at. They'd all be Clinton emails down partway down through there, Mike. So you click on the Clinton emails, and boom. Look at all the emails. You now have Hillary Clinton's emails. Click on one of them, Mike.
Dave.
Yeah.
They say that dump last night, and they're saying from that dump that the FBI may have been the ones that did the Vegas shooting. It's in there, but I don't know if I can validate that, but it's...
Wow. So, hey, here's a good thing, right? Get rid of the CIA. Get rid of the FBI. Get rid of the Department of Education. Yeah. Anybody see where this could possibly all go, where this all stuff needs to go, right? So again, this is an email from Hillary Clinton to Jacob Sullivan about, I don't even know what it is, but we now, the WikiLeaks emails are now out in the public domain. Boy, are we going to be able to begin to see stuff that we going to make our toes curl? More of them coming. All those emails that Hillary said she didn't have. They had them all along. Del Barr. Bill, we prayed for you, brother. He had them all along. Man. Disinformation. Hey, Coach,
all of these Q posts are starting to come to pass. People that didn't think that, they thought it was a bunch of bull. It wasn't. This is all a plan. It's done. All this was, they set it up. It's a plan. It's being executed. It's right in front of us.
Well, I think WikiLeaks, Dave, is also, they're saying that because Trump knew this 2 years ago, he has everything.
Right. That's right.
He had
his
own hackers getting the information that what they were doing. So we'll see. Well,
General Michael Flynn says they have everything.
Yeah.
He says they have everything.
That Trump hacked his own people to get the stuff.
Right. So what's going to happen? See, we're already at war. It's been a cyber war. And there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. We're beginning to see for the first time what's really going on in government behind the scenes, one party, two party, right? And how about this? The emergence of the Christian patriot. Is that something? Go ahead, Jeff. Now I saw your hand.
I was attached to the Defense Intelligence Agency, and I believe Michael Flynn 100%.
I do too. He uses that J word. Go ahead, Silver.
Well, it's one of the things that I think we really need to do in respect to all this is an amendment to the Constitution that wherever the Supreme Being is mentioned anywhere in the Constitution, it is referring to Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay. So people know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is a Christian nation.
Amen, Joseph.
You don't like it, you can leave.
We're going to have a war and we're going to win.
If you want to, yeah. And if you want to stay, you can become
a Christian. Let's call it a constitutional clarification amendment.
There you go.
Word it very clearly and then just bombard our state House members and Senate members to get this thing kicked out to the states and let's take care of it.
Amen. Yea, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil makes himself a prey. And the Lord saw and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Time for some judgment. Come on in, Mark Trump. You get the last word.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Roger had a mic drop. I don't know if y'all caught what he said, but Trump has his own hackers. That doesn't mean they gave him the information when he became president. So here we are. A president has to have hackers to get the truth out of the deep state systems. And I do believe that started earlier than his first year. I think it could have been in his first few months, if not during the campaign, is when he started retrieving data and building this. Remember, 2018 is when he wrote the executive order on corrupt election stuff. You know, so he had foreknowledge of all this. It's all planned, like Randy said. And they've been waiting to hold this WikiLeaks out thing, most likely, until they needed it. So, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm reminded of what I saw at the Boston Green, where the battle for liberty began. Captain John Parker said, don't fire unless they fire upon us. But if it's war they want, let it begin here.
It's war they get.
If it's war they want, let it begin here. God bless you. See you tomorrow.